It's the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hey, Tim. Thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Oh, hey. Thank you. I'm at work, but my office is going to have to do without me for a
minute. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that you can take a small little break.
Oh, yeah. This is important.
Okay. I won't hold you up for too long, so tell us a little bit about Anne.
Anne is gorgeous. She's a complete knockout. I still can't believe it. I couldn't believe she wanted to go out with me.
Well, how did you guys meet?
So, she actually came in for a job interview at my office, at the place I work.
Uh-huh.
So I was passing through to the break room, and she was in reception, and I just struck up a conversation with her, and we were talking for about 10 minutes while she was waiting for her interview.
Hmm. Did she give you her number then, I'm assuming?
No. Actually, she found me the next day on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Gotta love Facebook,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was shocked, I gotta tell you. Because she's stunning.
Well,
she didn't get the job. She did tell me, like, oh, I didn't get the job, but she found me anyway, so that was really nice. And I thought, this is great.
Because,
you know,
cool.
I don't necessarily want to date someone I work with anyway.
Yeah.
But gosh, I met this beautiful girl.
That sounds awesome. So what did you do on your date?
We went to this kind of hole-in-the-wall Italian place around the corner where I live, and it was perfect, you know, real quaint. We ordered a bottle of wine or two.
Oh, my.
And, yeah.
Sounds nice. Why do you think she's ignoring you? There's always, I always ask this question because you never know what will come up.
Yeah, it's like dead air. I mean, there's nothing. No response from text, Facebook message, calls, and I'm grasping here, but I the only reason I can think of is maybe we're not the same stuff. You know, she was talking about liking cigars. I've never smoked. Just, I mean, nothing really bad. No big red flags, but maybe we just have some differences.
Okay.
But I'd like to know, because I don't know.
Right. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's too big of a deal, so let's give her a call and find out why she's not really calling you back.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anne?
Yes, speaking. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We were calling about the date you went on not too long ago.
With Ken?
With Tim, yes.
Yeah, what needs to be discussed?
Well, Tim actually reached out to us, and he said he's been trying to get in touch with you a few times, but hasn't heard anything from back.
Yeah, I'm not responding to him for a reason.
Well, you seem a little mad. Do you mind telling us why? What did anything happen?
I don't know. I don't know if I should say it here publicly.
Well, honestly, we can always bleep out anything that's too crazy. It's fine.
I met him when I was going for a job interview.
Okay. That doesn't sound so bad. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, there's more.
Okay.
We had a really nice conversation while I was waiting to meet the manager, and he seemed like a really nice guy. So I didn't end up getting the job, but during our conversation, he told me that he might be able to help me if I didn't get it.
Okay, so you reached out to him after you found out you didn't get the job.
Yeah, I found him on Facebook, and I asked if he could help me find a job.
And how did that go?
Terrible. His idea of helping was meeting for dinner, which I guess I thought was fine, you know, after work, like, let's grab something to eat, we'll chat. But halfway through, it became very clear that this was not a business meeting for him. He was trying to get with me.
Oh, no. He tried a whole bait and switch type of thing, huh?
Yeah, and he does not have any hookup for another job.
No.
I don't know if he was lying or bullshit, but it really sucks because I could use one right now.
Oh, no. Okay. We actually have him on the line with us. Tim, is that true? Did you say that you could actually help her with a job and you didn't?
Yeah, I did say that.
But so did you have any intention of actually helping her find a job?
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to get to know each other better. I felt like there was something between us. And
okay, there was nothing between us. You offered to help me. You offered to help me with a job. Other than that, there's nothing between us.
You tracked me down on Facebook just just about the job thing? I mean, that...
Yes, I messaged you on Facebook and I said, thank you for your... I messaged you and said, thank you for your generous offer to help me find a job. I would love to take you up on it. I'm in really great need. That's what I said to you.
Well, I mean, can you deny that there was a connection when we were talking, when you were waiting for your
interview? No, I was being nice and polite. Being nice does not mean that I want to date you. I was going to an interview. I'm not going to be rude to the employees of the company where I'm interviewing.
All right.
Gosh, whatever. I guess I misread when a woman who looks like you was being nice.
Excuse me?
I'm just going to interject here and say there's not going to be a date again, correct?
No, absolutely not. There should not have been a first date.
You seem to be fine on your third glass of wine.
Oh, my. Okay.
Just saying.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Okay. So nothing. Okay. Sorry.
You're not even a higher up at your company. You don't know what you're talking. You can't even offer. You can't even actually help me get a job. So you were just lying to me, I guess, is what all that was.
You don't know that. You don't know who I know.
Yeah. No. You made it pretty clear on your fifth glass of wine.
Okay. I'm sorry I couldn't make things work out for you guys. And I hope you find a job. And Tim, I am so sorry this didn't go how we had hoped.
That's fine.
You're 106.3.